she's unpacked. She hears through playing along, she's letting me run. She hears finally moving on.
Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay, here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want, treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop and a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy
backsplash. I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a... I want to be
a... I want to be
a...
I want to be
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. I hope everyone had such a lovely summer, discovering a bunch of new artists during the break. Moni is so excited to be back, and all of our DJs are sincerely looking forward to starting up all of their shows, starting this week. Make sure to stay tuned for all of your favorite student, community, and faculty-led shows coming back onto the air throughout the week, only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Make sure to stay cool, have a lovely start to your semester, and keep it locked.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Lagrimas by Empanadas Ilegales.
And we're back.
We are so freaking back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Leaves in a Bag. I am DJ Doug, or Nate.
And I am Jesse. I don't have a formal DJ name.
I think online it says the wooden DJ.
It does say that, but I don't know if I like it. So.
Yeah, up to change.
It is up to change, yeah.
It's great to be back, everybody. I feel like it's been a really long time since we even did our show.
Yeah, we got pretty busy.
Yeah.
And then we were not in the O for a while. But boy, can I say I am very happy to be back.
So excited to be back. So happy to be in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, we have a new show time. We're no longer on Saturdays.
Yeah, we were Saturdays 5 to 7. We realized that was a pipe dream.
And now I think we're going to be, I like our new show slot.
I feel awake. I feel ready.
Yeah.
I'm excited to listen to some music and talk a little bit.
Unfortunately, no tea.
No tea. But we'll make sure we have tea next time.
Mm.
We will.
Because we both came from class. So
yeah.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go home and prep tea for today. But I will remember for next time.
Yeah, and we're also, for those of you who are new here, we're doing a kind of a new format. We used to like talk for an hour, play music for an hour. Now we're kind of going to do a little bit of talk, a little bit of music, a little bit of talk, a little music. But we'll see how it goes. We're going to workshop it.
Yeah. And, you know, we're only doing an hour now, so we'll see how that goes. But I will say, just in terms of talking about music, you know, one thing that like I missed about being in the O was, you know, being in the studio. But I will say, during the summer, getting out, seeing some live shows, I think was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And one show that we actually went and saw together.
Yep.
We went to Gov Ball.
We did.
For Sunday, primarily to see
Geese. Yeah.
Great performance. And Geese took over my summer.
Yeah, really. I spammed Geese so hard last year. Like, I listened to a lot of Projector this summer.
I also listened to a lot of Projector. Projector really grew on me this summer.
Yeah.
But I think my Geese song of the summer, mainly because seeing it live just changed it for me.
Wait, do you want to just, the reveal is you playing it?
We can make the reveal me playing it.
I think you should do that.
All right. So we have a Geese track. People can think of which one it might be.
But it was Nate's song of the summer?
It was my song of the summer? Question mark?
Question mark.
So let's see how this one goes.
Maria's dead bones. We'll be right back.
Wow.
Never gets old.
It never gets old.
I think I listen to that song almost every car ride to and from work.
Wow. That's wonderful.
It's hearing that live, being in the pit, like just surrounded by everybody. I think even though I've had quote unquote better pit experiences, mm-hmm. I think that might be one of my favorites. Like just in general, like it wasn't anything like crazy or absurd. Like we were outside. It was so hot.
Oh my God.
And so I was holding all our stuff.
Yeah. In your bag.
In the bag, like holding on to dear life, making sure I didn't hit anybody. But just the, you know, hearing the music and just being there, I think just made it. It was just awesome.
Yeah. It was my personal second time seeing Geese. I will say, like, A, great show to be at for the first time, but seeing them inside is just, because, like, their set was a little quiet.
Yeah, there
for
was
some reason.
Especially compared to, like, other sets that we saw that day.
Yeah. I don't know if they were, like, tired or just didn't set it up great. Yeah. I don't really know.
Because I remember, I think it was at Slater, her set was loud.
Loud and good.
Great set.
Yeah.
So loud.
Effers were really good.
Yeah, Effers were really good.
Yeah.
I liked them a lot, too. That was a fun set. Freddie Gibbs was a great set.
Yes, it was. Or he was. Well
it was Freddie Gibbs and the Alchemist. Yeah. So, yeah, it was both of them.
Yeah.
Japanese Breakfast was a great set.
Yeah.
A lot of great music that day.
Yeah, I agree. Speaking of great music, I would just say this summer was a great music summer. For myself, it seems it was the same for you. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't thinking of doing a song of the summer until you played Bow Down. And I don't think I have one, but I'll just like, I think I'm going to go through my summer. And so the next song that we're playing is called It's Days Like This That Make Me Wish the Summer Would Last Forever by Everyone Asked About You. It was one of the songs, or that album specifically, I was just bumping for like the first half of the summer, probably. So we're going to listen to that one.
All right.
Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Alrighty.
Once again, that was It's Days Like This That Make Me Wish the Summer Would Last Forever by Everyone Asked About You.
You know, I enjoyed the summer. I had a great time during the summer. Do I want it to last forever, though?
No, but according to the singer or whoever wrote it, it's days like that that make you feel like you've never had a day.
Yeah, I guess there are like single days where I'm like, God, if this could have been my life every day.
Of the summer.
Mm.
You could say summer could last forever.
Yeah, I guess. Well, is summer just like being in like the season of the summer? Or do you think we have like, there's like an emotion of the summer that you theoretically could carry throughout the year?
Everyone has a different emotional carry towards a season, I would say.
Fair enough.
Like, I don't think there's an objective feeling towards a season. But like, people could probably like, you could probably find a trend if you were like, give me four buzzwords, four emotions towards the summer. Like, I think there'd be a lot of overlap.
Like those, I can't remember.
Generally applicable.
I can't remember what does it, but like I've seen those in class before where it's like everyone like puts a word in for something and then like the more people put the word in,
oh,
like
it
the
gets bigger. It is. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I did actually one of those for the, in the first week of classes for one of my classes.
Interesting.
Yeah. Those things were cool.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, you know, I enjoyed the summer. Summer was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to be back here.
Yeah.
I think even with this new format, like, I'm already enjoying the show so much. I hope everybody else out there listening is having a great time, too.
Same.
And I will say that Bow Down was, like, my song of the summer, right? Like, I think I was playing that all the time. But I will say another song that I was playing a lot, it was, like, my nighttime vibe song.
Okay.
For anyone who doesn't know, me and Jesse, we're both from Rockland County.
Yeah.
Nyack represent.
Shout out.
And so for people who, just to give a sense of where that is, we're like right by the Jersey border.
Very close.
It's like 15 minutes to get into New Jersey from where we are. And I have a lot of friends who live in Jersey that I always hung out with over in the summer. You know, drive down Garden State Parkway, get to them. And a lot of those times, like, you know, me and all my friends were working, so I'm going there, you know, later in the day and then coming back super late at night. Mm-hmm. And this song is just such like a car nighttime bop. It was just like the perfect energy for me when I'm driving in my car.
Okay.
You know, and it's like nighttime, you're on like a parkway. There's like nobody else there with you. It's just like you, the open road and your headlights pretty much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump right into This Is Bloom by Galdive. So I hope everybody loves this song as much as I did. So let's get right into it. Keep it locked.
Love, please. it's your lifeline. It says you wanna be, so come and get it, so come and get it. It says you wanna be the one. When will you come through? In midnight blue, I've blown for you.
So that was just Bloom by Gal Dive on Leaves in a Bag on WONY 90.9 FM. I'm DJ Doug. I'm here with my co-host.
Jesse.
I don't
have a DJ name yet.
He's working on his DJ name. But, yeah, that was my, like, nighttime bop of the summer, I'll say. Just something about it was, it's just a nighttime song for me.
I mean, it's got that. It's got that nighttime bop kind of feel.
It's got that groove to it.
Yeah, it really does.
So, me and Jesse were debating right now.
Yeah, we were talking about Geese earlier, talked about Projector, got us thinking. Right? What did it get us thinking about?
It got us thinking about, wow, we did listen to a lot of Projector. Projector has a lot of good songs on it, but for time's sake, and also because, like, you know, we're music lovers, we love a lot of different music. We've already played one Geese song. We can't play too many Geese songs. We're trying to figure out exactly what other Geese song we should play.
Yeah.
So we're going to coin flip it.
Yeah, and Nate's input was?
My input was Low Era.
Yep, and then I said Disco. So we're flipping, what do you want, heads or tails?
Give me tails.
Tails?
Tails never fails.
Tails is Low Era, heads is Disco. It's tails.
I love Low Era. I love Disco, too. I highly recommend if you ever have free time when, you know, you're not listening to our show, take a listen to Disco. It's another banger of a song. It's crazy to think that, you know, that project came out when they were in high school, right? Or roughly, like, maybe a little later.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were either just getting out of high school or late high school. It was 2019. So.
Yeah, so
it was 2021.
Yeah, so they were probably, it might have been like early college, maybe.
I'm unsure.
We could fact check that. But let me get our song queued up for us and we can go right into it.
Yeah, but so after that, we're going to, I'm excited for some songs. I have some little tricks up my sleeves you guys aren't ready for. I'm also a little under the weather, if you can't tell.
The music director has music ball knowledge, so.
Maybe.
So we're going to continue. This is Low Era by Geese.
Keep it locked.
Psychic. The room was filled with talk for anyone listening. I found a spot by the door with no one around. Let my mind go out of tune.
That wonderful song that you just heard was Saturday by Yo La Tengo. So just for a little story, I was on my way home from Syracuse. I had just visited the goat Caroline, shout out my girlfriend. And I had just left, like 30 minutes go by and I'm like, wow, I have 4 hour drive ahead of me. Like, I'm hungry. Subway is right off the highway. I grab a BLT, with some onions as well. And I eat it, and I was listening to this album by Yo La Tengo, and then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out. But I had paused it because I was, like, reading something while eating, and then I'm like, it's a beautiful night, like, windows down. I start pulling out of the parking lot, and this song starts playing, and I just get to full belly, wonderful week, and I get to cruise down the highway to that song, first time hearing it, and it was really great. So
that sounds ethereal.
It was.
Like, that sounds like a great moment.
It was very nice.
I mean, like, I already know what song I want to play next.
Yeah.
So
I'm enjoying the music right now.
I'm enjoying the music too right now. So next up we have Good Grief by The Neighborhood. So I hope everybody keeps it locked for this one too. Ooh.
grieve.
Ser mi dueño, pero yo soy libre. Quieres ser mi rey, tu reina. No sé si confío en ti. Thank you.
Everybody, so you heard Good Grief by The Neighborhood, and then the song that just played right now was
Really Love by D'Angelo and the Vanguard. Shout out to Gabe for showing me that song. Love it a lot.
So while we were vibing out to music, Jesse made his fantasy football pick.
Oh, I did, yeah.
for our league.
For reference, like, I don't know football, but everyone else around me does, and I just, like, do my best. Mm-hmm. Off of context clues and what people talk about. So we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes. We are doing, like a Chopped League. It's like a, I don't know if it's only on Sleeper, which is like an app you can use for fantasy.
Yeah.
But basically it's like, instead of typically you would play like one team every week and you get like a record based off that. But in Chopped, it's like you play everybody in the league and whoever has the least amount of points, just you're done.
Yeah. So, which is good. Cause like I have a habit, like week 10, to just stop looking because I forget. So maybe I'll lose. But I'm hoping to win, actually, because I'm like, I feel more like I'm excited about it.
So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, that was that D'Angelo song is just so good.
Yeah, it's great. It's been one of my most played songs the past like couple weeks, probably.
Yeah, I remember you playing it in the car. I think when we drove to like the food store or something. Like,
yeah, we did something.
Something. We were going somewhere and that song was playing. Yep. So
it was nice. But I don't know about you guys, but last night and also like probably a couple days ago, I mean it's been the craziest lightning and thunder that I've witnessed, other than like during Hurricane Sandy, probably. When we were kids, because like from where we're from, we're right on the Hudson River where it's really wide, so we were very much affected by Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah,
at least that area. Not as much as other places, probably. Like, I wonder what it was like to be on Long Island.
Yeah, it must have been crazy. I remember walking like right after the storm passed, and like you know, it's like that the calm right after the storm.
Yeah.
And just like walking around, like I remember just in my backyard, my backyard was like the woods pretty much, but like in my backyard technically.
Yeah.
Like trees, like were just like pulled out of the ground.
Yeah.
But they were still like the soil was still like entrapped in their roots.
Oh, really?
So it was like the earth itself had like opened up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
And it was it was so weird to see.
Yeah.
And it made like new walking paths. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was a very interesting time. But now like seeing the lightning and thunder, well, not seeing the thunder, but seeing the lightning last night, it was literally just like boom, boom.
Yeah, we were sitting on our porch like right before it happened.
Yeah. I ended up going out to drink my tea. Mm-hmm. Shout out Leaves in a Bag Tea. We love tea. And I was just, oh my, it was crazy. It literally sounded like there was a stampede above us, like just running by. It was going for like 2 minutes straight, the thunder. And I was just like, dude, what?
Dang.
This isn't normal.
But, no.
You know, we'll see how the weather goes.
We'll see how it changes and evolves, you know?
Yeah.
But I think we're going to end on two songs. So this is going to be our last speaking portion. So thank you guys all so much for listening. Welcome back to our show. You've been listening to Leaves in a Bag on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Yeah, and just real quick, the last two songs, just so you know them in case you like them. Well, A, you could go to our website and see what we're listening to, but in case you missed this right now. But first, it's going to be Gaia by Chan Pan, and then it's going to be Comte Rochambeau by Polly Swan. Hope you guys enjoy. Keep it locked.
Keep it locked.
Oh, no.
It's going to take like 2 seconds.
It's going to take 2 seconds, guys, but we're all patient here, and that's fine.
Thank you.
petit chaud.
A man on the shadow by his hands, and there are black puppets dancing on the wall. The tungsten tells me names are supposed to stretch a mile on. But I need your voice to sleep. I can't watch you break your jaw.
Get your full connection. It's not always there. Needs some introspection. Hey, check my connection. Hey, the election. And I check my connection. Switch up all out. Go to a different section. Do some self reflection. Gotta take a focus. I can't take a message. Somebody teach you something. Somebody teach me a lesson. I want the first impression. Oh, 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 oh. Switch up. Switch up. Always lose track. I test is my stat. Some skills that I lack. I try to trick the spin. I broke up dealing with. You tried to risk me. It won't convince me. Can't wait for summer. I get all my problems back. I need an answer now. I need an ASAP. I need a switch up to get control again. Time for a switch up. And then
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks.